Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, the bravery is in studio tonight. Sam Endicott and John Conway, both here representing. I'm guessing there's an article in this month's Stuff magazine that features the bravery. Mm-hmm. Top 10 artists to watch. So says Rolling Stone,
ooh,
Drew.
Nice.
Also, Spin magazine calls him the next big thing. On Leno tonight, The Tonight Show. That's this evening, right? Shoot, you guys did that at 5:30, 6 in the afternoon?
Yeah, it's going to be on, I guess, in like 2 hours.
How was it?
That's good.
I was kind of scared.
You were?
Well, a little bit.
It's intimidating.
For some, I don't know, we've done a bunch of TV shows, but for some reason, The Tonight Show just hit me. It's more, I guess, a part of history. In a
yeah,
way.
Right. I can see that.
For me, it was doing the home team with Terry Bradshaw.
That was rough. I was so nervous.
That's where I really busted my cherry.
It took you a while. Yeah,
yeah, it took me a while. I'd been watching him for like 6 weeks before that, you know, so when you grow up. Here's the thing about The Tonight Show. Tonight Show, for everybody between the age of, I don't know, 25 and 80, it represents the pinnacle. You've made it. You're on The Tonight Show. Yes, yeah, Drew, have you ever been on Tonight? There's four people in this room. Three of them have been on it. No, actually, five people. I'm going to count engineer Chris.
Thanks, man.
Chris. If you've been on The Tonight Show, Drew, you're going to have to just fall on a pen. There are four people in the room. Three of them have been on The Tonight Show, Drew.
Totally left out.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing about... No, I don't want to burst your bubble, but the thing about The Tonight Show is it isn't, obviously, there are other shows on TV. When we grew up, we were watching The Tonight Show. It was the only thing on TV at midnight.
Meaning you and me, not these guys.
Yeah, these guys are young. Yeah, but even these guys.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah?
They had other channels. We had three.
How many channels did you guys have growing up?
I think it started with 13 or so.
When you were growing up,
cable.
20.
When did cable come touch your life?
At what point could you not get porn?
Oh,
yeah. Well, like, I mean, scramble size?
Like scramble style, yeah.
Channel 35 or something? Yeah, I remember.
So you had some kind of multi-channel access your whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, see?
Wow, see, they don't know from pain.
Yeah.
They just, the kids today.
Yeah.
And that's why they're soft, Drew.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We had to find wisdom, use ourselves.
They call themselves the bravery, but they just call themselves the wuss because they're not hungry like
this
we
softery.
Are. They don't know what it's like to play with a wiffle ball and sit around playing that game where you slap the top of the other guy's hands real hard.
For hours.
Yeah, not at a bus depot, in your living room.
We've played that.
Yeah,
I'm actually the world champion in that slap
game.
Oh,
really?
He's unbelievable.
Literally.
Yeah. Wow.
Literally unbelievable.
He's literally won't believe it.
It's intimidating to play, because then there's the people that do the little flinch, and then there's people that do a little finger tickle, that kind of gay palm thing, which just creep you out, and then they slap you.
There's no tricks with him. It's just pure raw.
I don't even move my hands.
Just pure hand speed.
Just
pure reflexive hand speed.
Oh, no, I won't move. You could just hit him.
Oh, you don't
see
him
that's
move.
Like Russian style.
He's very zen.
Oh, I see. Give me your best shot. Wear out your opponent. Yeah, rope-a-dope, hand-a-pan, or whatever you call the hand version of rope-a-dope is.
Float like a butterfinger or
something. The guy's, so, like I said, going to be on the Tonight Show tonight. In the audience... Was good. Was receptive.
They were
sound
great.
Was good.
They cheered it at the beginning, obviously, when we first started playing, and then you like went into a keyboard solo, and they started cheering again.
Oh,
I sing. They don't cheer for me, but he goes into the keyboard thing, and they're just like,
"Ladies love the keyboard."
You just play the one keyboard though. Because I want you to... The thing I'm trying to bring back is that late 70s, early 80s hair band.
Yeah, the Spread Eagle. We've been talking about that.
Not only massive Spread Eagle, but different elevations. One's about 8 feet off the ground. The other one's actually just sitting on the floor. And then
he knows
the
what you're
massive,
talking about. He knows.
Massive Spread Eagle. And
he's bringing it back.
And then you can rock, and you got to look around when you're doing it. You know?
My thing is keyboard players used to wear doctor's
uniforms.
That's
what I was going to say, too.
And what happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to Scrubs, Drew?
Yeah, the Revolution. Right.
Wear Prince and the
what happened to Scrubs in general? Guys in bands used to wear Scrubs. Guys who were just sort of cool guys
not
who,
cool.
who went to junior college wore Scrubs. Like, people wore Scrubs around.
Yeah, it's before Juicy.
The worst boner apparel in the world, by the way, Scrubs. I mean, worse
when
than...
When a doctor gets a boner, that's embarrassing.
Worse than sweatpants, right?
Worse.
I mean, Scrubs considerably worse than sweatpants
when you're
in the boner
Scrubs
department.
Actually have, like, a metal woven into them.
They do?
They're, like, indestructible. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But they can't hold a boner back.
No. They're very puffy pant.
Yeah, and there's no... Do they have pockets?
Yeah. Some in the back, basically. Just one in the back.
What was their first color? Blue, and then they came in green?
I think they were green originally.
And then came in blue.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know what? You could follow the scrub color.
History.
Now, this is a little esoteric here,
no,
but
please.
Remember when it used to be blue screen and then it went to green screen?
Yeah. Oh,
I think
parallel.
Scrubs change color about the same time. What do you think of that?
I think that's just fascinating, as they call.
That's what you call heavy, fellas. All right, so surgical scrubs, and yeah, get the two Casios or Hammonds or whatever it's going down
one
today,
for each hand.
And spread them way apart and put them at different heights, and then you have to get in a sort of linebacker stance where you can really rock. All right, and then the scrubs, like I said, optional mask, but wear that down around the
you
collar.
See how Stuff identifies these bands, those sharp dressed bands, no scrubs.
Oh, I see.
Dressed.
Okay, but the keyboard,
well, the second album,
it's just the keyboard. Yeah,
all scrubs.
Levin?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not a lot. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great. What's up?
I'm having these laceration thingy mabobbers. Like, they kind of grow, and then they don't, like, explode, but they kind of pop open, and they're, well, of course, on my genitals, but, and, like, it wasn't, like, oozing out blood, but, you know, I put my finger on it, and, like, I did get a little trace of blood on my finger, and I can't go to my doctor.
Are you sexually active?
I've received oral one time.
Did that person maybe have herpes?
It's possible. I don't think so. I'm not in contact.
You gotta find that dude and talk to him.
That's right. Yeah. And why aren't you going to see a doctor about this outbreak?
Yeah, you heard me.
Levin, there's no way I can even imagine what you're describing.
But it sounds like herpes, right?
It's like 10.
Well, the thing is, the person lives in Hawaii now. She lives in Hawaii. She went to boarding school.
Levin, how about going to see a doctor when you're having one of these lesions so we can figure out what they are?
She went to boarding school in Hawaii?
Yeah, her parents.
Surf boarding school.
Surf boarding school. Drew, write that down. That's a UPN hour-long. Sunday nights, UPN. Got it. 9 o'clock, surf boarding school. Oh, wow. Hold on. Troubled teens. You, young lady, are going to surf boarding school, and then you hear that sort of Dick Dale guitar come in. Hot chicks, surfboarding school, North Shore meets North Shore.
Boarding, and it could be like a skateboard camp nearby.
No.
Do you work
Drew,
the oral herpes into it or not?
Into the surfboard school?
That's what we call B story. B story.
That's a subplot. It's
hour long.
Where do we take that? I see it just it happens. You get a little education.
Oh,
I think
first,
it writes itself.
First that's... appearance, special guest appearance by the chick got her arm bit off by the shark.
Oh,
awesome. She's hot. Can't think of her name. Get her name. Chris, get her name. Booker. All right. Oh, Drew, surf boarding school. What the? Who goes to boarding school
but
in Hawaii?
But you understand the play on words. Surf boarding school.
Yeah,
surfboarding.
Yeah.
Surfboarding school.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make sure all the during media training, we'll get all the actors.
Well, but
to
the
say
point
it,
is
right.
the surfboard will be in one color and the ing will.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. And then there's the troubled sort of gothy chick.
Oh, sure.
Wears like piercings. A black one piece,
yeah.
Piercings,
well, we'll
a black board. But
we
got to
get her out there. We got to get her in a bathing suit and get her on a board.
We got to get her on a board.
Yeah,
because it's therapy. Yeah. Yeah, it heals. The ocean heals. Do you know your body has the same salt content as some the ocean?
But Levin, with his thing, it would hurt. So that's why he can't go.
Oh,
out.
Yeah. Salt water would sting your pecker, Levin. And it would probably draw sharks.
Is it really easy to get herpes from oral sex?
Yes, really easy.
Wow. Sorry, Levin. Guys.
Yeah.
Why is she going to boarding school in Hawaii? I'm more interested in this.
You guys are dead on, though. We were surfing that day that she gave me oral.
You,
we were surfing. So you
were you in Hawaii? By the way, that's a good day for a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Well, surfing is my passion.
Yeah, all right.
Oral surfing
it was a good day.
Passion.
I think he said surfing is his passion, but oral's mine. Receiving, that is.
Yeah.
Hey, 11,
yeah.
We're... Now, wait a minute. Were you in Hawaii with her?
No, we were in Northern California where we live.
And she went to boarding school in Hawaii?
Yeah, her parents got fed up with her. I don't know.
I can't get it out of my head. Surf boarding school. All I can't get it out.
But keep it in your head, but keep it in your mouth, too, would you?
When you guys said that thing about, like, the show and everything, that cracked me up because, like, we were surfing that day, and I spent the night at her house. It just... You guys pieced it together.
Listen, Lemon, enjoy your young life. It's all downhill from here. Believe you me. You're not going to have any more surf days with Oral. So she is in Hawaii because why? She's a good student. She's a troubled student.
I don't know about her student stuff, but she, you know, she messed up and her parents got tired of her, and I think she got into drugs and stuff.
Yeah, well, that'll teach her. You're going to Maui, young lady.
All right, listen, Levin. You need a doctor.
Missy, you want to eat macadamia nuts, listen to ukulele music, and dine on a roast pig? You got it, Missy.
The way you describe those lesions.
And you know what? You're flying business, not first. Uh-huh. I'm putting my foot down. All right, first. You're going to Maui. I didn't go to Hawaii. I was just 28 the first time I went to goddamn Hawaii. Stayed at like a Holiday Inn. Slept on the floor. Are you kidding me? You're bad students, so you go to Hawaii? All right. I'm angry at everybody.
Yeah, not a great idea.
You all disgust me.
Levin, what you describe is meaningless. It could be infection. It could be psoriasis. It could be herpes. You need to get a doctor to look at it and see what this is.
Mm. Oh, man, I'm thinking about this. How do you say it again?
Surf boarding school.
Yeah.
Surf boarding school.
Yeah. Episode 3, big competition with the males. The male boarding school.
Talk about opportunities for frolicking. It'd be a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you got to get the, it's the next Baywatch.
Oh, man. I can see it now. Yeah.
We have to do this.
Yeah, very beginning, first shot. Beautiful Hawaiian woman, offshore wind. She's wearing like a sarong. It's blowing. Helicopter shots, sweeping, booming helicopter. She's blowing the conch. We come by, we pull in tight on the surfboarding school. And everything's about surf.
But it's got to be like 6 feet under, an ensemble of troubled kids. Comic. Yeah. Got to have a comic twist.
It is. Oh, no. No, yeah. Because there's the funny stoner Hawaiian teacher.
Oh, and then also the goth chick that's got all kinds of it. It's waiting
awesome.
To be done.
It's awesome. You guys want to do the music for it?
I think we need to bring back the beach montage that Baywatch.
The frolic. It'll be there. Don't worry.
Sonic drum. And it got people running. A lot of slow motion. A lot of frolicking. Yeah.
There could be spinoffs like Snowboarding School.
Oh my God.
That's like in the fifth season you do the spinoffs.
Yeah. Or, snowboarding school.
The really misbehaving
kids.
Yeah.
Wakeboarding school.
Maybe clipboarding school?
Skateboarding.
For like the really smart kids.
Skateboarding.
Like guys following coaches or along the sideline. That's awesome. Clipboarding school. That'd be like season 8
or something.
It wouldn't
be as high rated.
By then they'll buy anything we give them at that point. No pilot for clipboarding school, by the way. The network is ordered 26, just based on the strength of our snowboarding and ironing boarding school.
Ironboarding school.
Silk.
Adam.
Carolla. Yeah, we're replacing Marco Polo with Adam Carolla. I don't know if you guys have heard. Just spread it around, please. Go ahead, Silk.
All right. Well, tonight I got a question for the guys in the Bravery. I want to know who you guys look up to when it comes to making music.
That's a broad and deep question.
It's true. For me, I'm a big fan of Brian Eno because he was, kind of a rock star performer guitarist guy that then became a producer, and so he was able to crank out a lot of really great pop stuff, but then also did some of the most forward looking albums.
Yeah, his name used to be everywhere all the time. I don't know what's going on. I haven't heard that much from him or by him in the last
he's doing
whatever.
The new Travis record he's producing. I mean, he did U2 a lot of those records.
I've heard of that band. Were they around mid-80s?
Something like that.
Bono?
Like
yeah.
Bono.
But his stuff is some of the best produced Brian stuff Eno. Out there and really well-written. So what about you, John?
I like bands. I think The Clash is probably the best example of it. If you know a band that can just progress through, like a variety of different musical styles, but, they kind of always make it their own. Whether it's, punk rock or dub reggae or disco.
Silk?
Yeah.
You planning on starting a band?
I don't know, maybe.
All right. What are you doing, writing for the school newspaper or something?
Well, I'm in the yearbook staff.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Do you get a free yearbook when you get involved with that? Because that'd be the only way they could get me.
We do.
Free yearbook.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, Silk.
All right, thank you.
You got Eno and you got The Clash.
Great.
Good. All right. Now he's got to go on the computer and look up Brian Eno.
In The Clash, he's 16.
Oh, in The Clash, too. Yeah. I'm going to go get my diploma, by the way.
You are?
Yeah. I owe North Hollywood High 1995 for We the People, the history book, and they never gave me my diploma because I wouldn't pay the money.
So you're going to get it?
Yeah.
That's going to be part
I
of
took
your...
a stand.
That's part of your series.
Are they charging you interest?
The cameras will be rolling on that one.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. Yeah, because I don't know, book room interest has got to be more than like a pawn shop, right? Do they have interest at the book room?
No.
Well, what's library interest like if you don't pay
the library? That's tough. Yeah, they have to be sort of on the same par.
Yeah.
Yeah. Book, I've, you know, had done some hellacious battles with the book ladies at the book room with the books, you know. This book was in B condition. It was clearly C condition when I got it, ma'am, and I covered it dutifully. Yeah, made my thing out of a shopping bag. All right. Do people cover books anymore?
No.
Did somebody invent a book cover, perhaps?
Don't take any calls. Stop taking calls.
No, I want to know.
Stop. Do not take this next call.
Do not take it quickly. I want to know. Cover books? Like,
yes.
your kids cover
yes,
the books?
They do. Yes, they do.
With book covers, or they do the shopping bag thing?
Both.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mix it up.
Why do people cover books?
Yeah, what's this?
Mostly because their instructors go, we got to cover these books. Yeah, we got to use them again next year.
Next year. When I was, I went to North Hollywood High, they had books that had, you know, like from the 40s and stuff. And they were like, you got to cover these. You have to, it was the old big thing. You have to cover the book. Somehow the books, what happens? What are you doing to that book? Yeah, I don't know. What about the inside of the book? You can't cover that.
I know.
Anyway, they make a big deal about covering
the book. It's just like a paper
bag on it. Yeah.
And so does that really defend the book?
I don't think.
Like maybe if you wrapped it in.
They have lots of newfangled stuff, too.
Styrofoam or something, that would protect it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm surprised they don't do the opposite, because I covered my book so you could read something else.
The
cover. Well done.
Yeah, they should take the covers off completely.
Yeah.
Just or make them transparent.
Yeah, I was. I never opened one. So my thing was like, I'm going to keep the inside pristine. It's going to have that new book smell when I'm done with it.
Amber, 25.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Yesterday, I was working, and I put a tampon in, and a couple hours later... I went to change my tampon, and I couldn't find the string.
Ooh.
And so now I can't find it. And I've had my boyfriend look, and I've had my mom look, and I've looked, and we can't find it.
Mom. Are you a Mormon?
I think if your mother and your boyfriend work together, you can probably dig it out.
Perhaps you can get your gym coach in there, too, or some other figure from your past.
Tie a rope around one another.
Go in?
Mom stays out.
Spelunky?
It's like Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Under the light.
You go into the third dimension there, go through the porthole in time, known as your daughter's vagina, spinning around, clocks. Yeah.
Cocks floating by.
Yeah, that's right.
Eyeballs.
Amber, how did you...
Amber,
how did you broach this with your mom?
Oh, yeah.
How did this go?
How did you get into this with your mom?
I'm more interested in how she got into it with her boyfriend.
That's
doable. It would be harder to convince. I don't know.
Well, I'm scared. I'm going to ask anyone to help me that I can find that I'm comfortable with. So why not your mom or your boyfriend?
No, I know. I know.
They don't make moms the way they used to, Adam.
We feel up.
The moms are sort of your friend now.
Okay. Oh, to me, there was just a strange woman who smelled funny and lived in the house. I had to avoid at all costs. And that was real mom. Wait till stepmom came around.
That's war.
That was just someone who wandered in and was basically in the kitchen to sneak in, do a shoulder roll over the sofa.
Give you steely-eyed stares.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh.
Awesome.
Amber, actually, here's the deal. This is actually quite a common thing.
Okay.
And it is potentially rather serious because you can get... This is how people get toxic shock syndrome.
Okay.
Is they get stuff caught inside. And the doctors pull these out all the time, condoms and tampons. It's not an uncommon thing. Sometimes people actually have sex with a condom in and it forces it way up high there where you just can't get it out.
Okay.
It's a very simple maneuver to get it out at your doctor's office. But I would urge you to get it done immediately.
Immediately, like emergency room or immediately?
Well,
like,
you know, if you get fever or feel sick, it's immediate.
What do you look like, Amber?
I'm 4'11", weigh 105 pounds.
Are you attractive?
I think I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Because I was just thinking, if like I'm working the OR that night.
The ER.
Like, a ER, sorry.
Yeah.
And close enough. In one room over.
Yeah.
And Amber comes in, And it's like I'm standing. It's like, okay, young hot chick with a tampon stuck in her. Hobo's got a bowling pin wedge in his ass, and he's vomiting on himself. Let's see here. Yeah, Bert, come here.
That's basically how ERs in the county hospitals and stuff. That's basically what happens.
Because we would have to, if it was, yeah, we'd have to have a serious discussion. And then I don't know, do you play like rock, paper, scissor, or who?
You just scramble. Get your work done, get it up, but time it out.
Is there a pecking order? You've been there longer. You get the hot chick with the tampon.
Well, the attendings get to sort of allocate stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the deal, Amber. The sooner the better. I guess by the book I should be saying rush right out now and get the thing out.
Yeah.
Maybe a little sort of histrionic to say that, but definitely if you get sick in any way, get abdominal pain, rash, fevers, chills, go immediately.
What about...
Definitely tomorrow.
Drew. Things that work themselves out, like if you get a splinter,
they work themselves out. It does
out,
tend
right?
to move in the right direction.
It does.
Tends to, but not fast enough, though. It's got to come out.
Is there something we could do to her? Like,
she can
use centrifugal force?
Yes, she can squat deeply and bear down. It tends to push out, just like you're having a bowel movement. I think we can push stuff through a little bit.
Really?
It's pressure. I mean, it's just a pressure phenomenon.
Should you hold your nose?
You might pop if that happens.
Your ears will pop.
Your ears will be go, ooga.
So bend down and
like
push.
Drums will.
Bend and push?
Yeah, squat way deep. Way deep. Like your ass lower than your ankles, really down and as low as your ankles.
Yeah, that's not mathematically possible.
Well, you could sit on.
Well, you could stand over like a mechanic's pit and do it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like how they do the ping pong balls.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever seen that, Drew?
Yeah. And then if somebody's going to reach, they got to reach.
They got to get up?
They got to reach. Yeah.
All right.
Should they invent tampons with longer strings?
Should they invent them?
Yeah, or does that exist already? I don't know.
Oh, man, there's $1 million right there.
Yeah, but,
you can make
but
so much money.
It's not, that really isn't the issue. It's just the stuff gets wedged.
I would have mine on a leash like a surfboard.
Around your ankle?
It's a piece of surgical tubing down on my ankle and Velcro. What's going on? Don't worry about it.
They invented it at surfboarding school.
Surfboarding school, tampon leash. Good episode.
It's punishment for the kids for... improper hygiene.
They just write stuff down. We don't have to hash it all out on the air. Someone's going to take this idea and run with it.
I know.
They haven't already. We have a lot of Hollywood heavy hitter types listening to the show. A lot of agents and producers.
Hey, speaking of which, my show is airing tomorrow night. Actually, if you're listening to somebody on the East Coast, maybe hear it tonight. It's Midnight on Discover Health Channel.
Going to catch that.
It's the June 9th.
Today's I'm going to TiVo that, Drew.
Today's the 8th or the 9th? What's today?
The 8th.
So it's on June 9th. So it's the 7th. It's June 8th at midnight. June 8th at midnight. Please just...
I was confused.
June 8th midnight. Just TiVo it or turn your CV on. Don't have to watch it. Just please give me some,
don't
me
watch
some love.
Don't watch it. Give Drew some love, everybody. He's got a big family.
That's right.
And a pretty heavy coke habit.
Let's take a break.
All right. Let's take a break. Jenny?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
You're bi?
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. And recently been leaning toward a lesbian relationship.
Yes.
All right.
Good times.
All right, hold the phone. We have the Bravery here tonight. They're going to be on Leno tonight, the Tonight Show Night. Drew, please stop monkeying. We will hear something off the new CD when we come back. We'll speak to Jenny, all that, after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Bravery in studio tonight. John and Sam both here representing. The Bravery, name of the CD. We'll hear something off of that after this... bisexual call. What happened
she
to
dropped
our...
off. I think people think when we speak to them, that's it. We're done with them.
Breaks my heart.
I know. Let's see. Maybe this is it coming.
It's never
back.
Over.
Never.
No. It's like, Rambo from the First Blood. Mm. When he kept saying it's not over. It's never over.
Mm.
You know, it's about Nam.
Speaking of Nam.
This time?
Wait.
Yeah.
Pick up line 3 here. This is a little diversion for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Somebody is... Vanessa.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. What's happening?
Hi, how are you? I just want to comment about what you were saying last week about women and the World War II.
Yes.
World War II knowledge. Adam made a comment.
All war knowledge.
Okay, well, knowledge is small. What about the women that are fighting for our country right now?
I bet they don't know anything about World War II either. I'm not saying that women aren't brave or don't make a contribution.
Or aren't smart. They just don't. No.
I kind of imply that. But
you're just saying.
I've never met a woman who knew any. Look, here's what I'm saying. I've never met a woman who knows anything about World War II or almost any war. I think they just tune out immediately when you go, like, who are the ally and the Axis powers? They're like, huh? The good guys and the bad guys. They're like, most of them, some of them get as far as the United States and Germany, and that's usually where it ends. Any major battle, any piece of machinery, any aircraft, any names from that thing, it's, you know, the biggest thing in the last 60 years changed the course of the world, really, and not a woman knows a thing about it ever.
You're saying specifically they don't know anything about World War II. Like they might know everything about the Korean War.
No. Yeah.
They definitely don't know the
They're
vehicles.
Whizzes when it comes to the Korean War. They're like,
World 1812, no. They know all about that.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah, no, they...
quiz Vanessa. Let's see where she is.
She doesn't know. She's just standing up for the young women in the military. But it would be a funny bit if I went over to Iraq and interviewed women about what they don't know about World War II. Yes.
You know what? You're just making
Vanessa been drinking.
A reason or an excuse to goof on women. And that is not right, because they're putting their life on the line for us here in the United States.
Hold on a second.
There may be an impairment of some type.
Impairment?
Yeah.
No, I talked to her. She's claiming that she had dental work.
Oh, really?
Well, and,
but you sounded the same last night as well.
John's having his hand on work right now.
I'm
going
to use that.
All right. Vanessa?
I'll help you.
Vanessa?
Oh, yeah. Do you hear that? Oh, see, now I got your attention. Adam, are you married?
Yes.
Are you married, Adam?
Yes. Sorry, baby, I'm married. What can I say? I'm spoken for, but maybe in another life. We'll get together. I'll tell you about World War II. You tell me about how to properly do a beer bong. It'll be awesome.
Oh, well, I just want to know, do you have a website?
Yeah, do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's broads don't know nothing about World War II.com.
.org.
Sorry. Sponsored by the government.
What?
Vanessa, listen, whatever you do, don't get fired up and hang up, because I'm knee deep into this call and I'm going up to my neck.
Okay, tell me this.
Yes.
Why do you have so much anger for women?
I love women. What are you talking about?
Oh, you goof on them all the time.
Look, all I said was I hate women. Look, no, outside of my own family, I'm cool with chicks. You understand why I hate our callers?
Oh, no, okay, well, tell me this. What is a French manicure?
That's where
they
do
tip?
They do the white on the end.
What's a weft? Yeah.
What's a what?
A weft. W-E-F-T.
A west?
A west.
That is a direction that would be the opposite
of east.
Yes.
That is a roll of hair for hair extensions.
Hold on, by the way. I love when women... it's so great, too, when chicks pull that.
Face.
Like, look, I don't know about world history, but you know nothing about pastry. Like, yeah. I know. I'm deeming that a novelty. I could start bringing up model airplane stuff, too, but I'm not. We're talking about world events here, not about hairdos. Yeah? Yeah? Well, what's a Dorothy Hamill, huh?
It's because, men are, like, constantly at battle with each other for, like, territory and...
I know.
And women aren't. We're loving...
I hate women. No. Now, listen, Vanessa... All I was saying is it was Memorial Day.
Yes.
And I was giving a tip of the hat to the fighting men and women who have served this country so gloriously over the years and have given their life in duty. And I decided to ask the ladies if they could name one airplane from World War II. And we talked to 22 chicks.
Did we get one that did? One that had like three of them.
You didn't ask the men.
No, yeah, but we found out her boyfriend was standing next to her feeding them.
Right.
No,
you didn't ask the men.
I didn't ask the men about hairdos?
No, about World War II.
No, we got one 18-year-old stoner from like Lompoc, and he fired off five planes.
It's not called Lompoc, it's Lompoc.
All right.
Let's go.
Vanessa, hold on a second.
It's like picking at a sore.
All right, I can't help it.
Throw
Vanessa,
yeah,
seriously.
You guys know who I am.
No, we do. we do.
Yeah, are you, I'm from Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Are you drinking tonight?
No, I had veneers put, you know, my front teeth, my veneer, you know what a veneer is.
Right, but what about your brain?
I had a stroke.
Oh, see, now I feel bad.
Yeah,
all right. What happened?
She was in the car accident. Remember?
Were you in a car accident?
And
she's blind, remember?
Oh, no.
Remember, you're the blind, partially
before,
blind.
I was, like, sort of on the fence about going to hell.
Yeah.
Now I'm the ambassador.
I remember that.
Now I'm getting a sash.
You don't even believe there is one.
Well, okay, but if there is one, that's where I'm going.
Vanessa, you're partially blind, right? That's you?
No, I'm not blind.
You weren't head injured in a car accident? Wasn't that you?
I know who you're talking about. There's two separate ones.
Wow. What happened, right. Vanessa? Okay. What happened with the... did you get in an accident?
No, I went into the hospital because I had pneumonia, and they didn't put my... I can't really talk about it. They didn't put my lungs in, so that's...
All right.
I can't talk about
it. Are you okay? Are you able to work? Oh, let's put our petty differences aside, Vanessa.
Okay, that's beside this phone call is all about what...
Well, hold on. When I say we're putting our petty differences aside, you can't say that. You can't not put that aside. We got to put that aside. What's going on? Are you working?
You know what? That's not the purpose of this call.
Oh, all right. Look, I felt sorry for you for like 10 seconds, but you got a bitch so much. Jesus Christ. Drew, look, it's just a known fact that women don't know anything about World War II. That's all, or any war. Not their field of interest, yes?
Seems that way.
Yes, but what's going on with the teachers?
I don't know.
They're supposed to be teaching them that crap?
You would think.
All right.
Wait, nobody could get any airplane from World War II?
No, the women. They couldn't get access to Allied powers.
No, but we have exceptionally dumb callers. I mean, not Vanessa. So
when was the last time I had a conversation with a girl about World War II?
Never.
Never? It's never
happened.
But that's how I'm going to start. I'm going to use that to get
try
the
Civil
ones.
War sometime.
You would have difficulty finding one that knew what decade it was in.
World War II.
Predominantly,
yeah.
Yes. I say I'm going to start a game show.
Cheyenne?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's your dude?
What?
All right, hold on a second. I want to hear a song from the Bravery.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, do you remember Vanessa? You're thinking of somebody else.
I was thinking of somebody else, but I remember Vanessa, too.
All right. I feel bad now, but, you know, what are you going to do? She was giving me a pain in my ass. All right. Should we hear something? Let's self-title them, by the way, Bravery. You queued up there, Chris? This one's called An Honest Mistake. Bravery, everyone. Off the album, The Bravery. Could have been the Tonight Show thing. Sound like there could have been some dual keyboard playing.
Easily.
Spread
easily.
Out. There's nice a little bit. And wide.
Opportunity for that.
We'll be back with the boys and play a little Germany or Florida. Mm-hmm. All that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. The feisty, animated Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm. Look out. He's a man of passion, and he's not scared to shed or spread.
Spray. Or spray my passion.
His passion upon you, the listener.
We're going to take and the heart of our enemy, and we're going to eat it. Ooh, what was that?
I have no idea.
How did get that crap?
I don't know. Oh. I think that's just actually what you think, but I've never heard you actually say that.
Certainly it escaped you and I.
John
and
Sam.
The heart of our enemy, and we're going to eat it.
The bravery. The scaring. Even the bravery scared in front of you,
Drew.
It's
interesting what can be taken out of context.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. I think that's in context, Drew.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
You meant every syllable.
No doubt.
I had a nice thing happen to me today.
Yeah.
I had the first time, you know, for my entire life, they've been telling me not to take those Q-tips and shove them inside of my ear.
Yeah.
You know, because they do that thing where they go, you get the Q-tip and you go, oh, I'm going to clean my ear out.
That.
And they're like, no.
It's for the
don't
outside.
Put that in your ear. Outside.
It's for the pinna.
Listen, what do you mean? Outside, I can get my finger or popsicle stick. I don't need their crap for the outside.
That's
I need
correct.
Their crap for the inside.
Yeah. All right.
You need the wax cones. That's what you need. The things
you know
are
what?
Set on fire.
Okay, we need to get into that. We need to get into coning.
We've got stories.
And candling and coning and all this. But let me just say this.
Say it.
My buddy Daniel punctured his eardrum.
I know, it happens all the time. It's the leading cause of ruptured ear. I see it all the time.
What? Just putting a Q-tip in your ear?
I've been putting it
all
the time. Shoving that stuff in my ear for my whole life.
How many times have I told you about that?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's never happened.
I just have told you about it a million times. It never happens until it happens. Now your buddy's got it, and it's going to be a pain for him.
Yeah. It's just he can't open his mouth,
right?
Which is probably a good thing.
Ooh, Adam.
Well,
opportunity for
just
you.
Just call it like you see it. The point is I finally found someone who did damage to themselves with the Q-tip.
Did he slip or anything, or just did it pushing it in?
He just was cleaning and went in there.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about candling for a second, because when I met Jimmy Kimmel 10, 11 years ago, he was all about the candling.
Oh,
and he told me, you put these wax funnels in your ear, and then you light them on fire, and the next thing you know, the earwax just comes pouring out. But he was duped.
Yeah, it's the wax that's pouring out.
It's the wax of
lift.
The candle.
Yes,
that's,
of course.
I was in Santa Barbara. I dropped like $18 at a head shop and bought three of these candles. And then, you know, cut to me lying on the kitchen floor with a paper plate stuffed in my ear and this thing on fire, me yelling at my girlfriend. I don't feel anything. I can't hear. It's horrible. But here's the thing. Jimmy's new lady friend, Sarah Silverman, got herself an actual, like, water pick, like an instrument.
Yeah.
And works ears with it.
Yeah,
right.
I've actually had that done.
Yeah. Goes nuts.
They blast the ear full of water.
Yeah.
And like a wax, like the, like a an inch of wax.
Yeah. You can do you can get
it
those little squirt bulbs too.
It's the most satisfying experience of my life.
And you can just do it yourself if you want.
Yeah. Well,
very simple.
She unfortunately found a part that would not free itself.
It's hard. Sometimes it can be very
intense. Couldn't get at it.
Yeah.
And she was going nuts.
Herself.
On me.
On you.
On my ear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a chunk in there. The left side is bad because I drive and my wife gets the right side while I drive. It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
Let me get... I have an otoscope with me.
You don't have an otoscope with me. Listen, I don't like that feeling when they put that thing in your ear.
Well, it's only going to see what's going on in there.
Listen, I know what's going on in there. The point is she got me with the water pick and couldn't get this chunk out.
While you were driving?
How do you know?
No, actually...
You wouldn't let her look in there. How do you know
we're not mobile.
How do you know there's a chunk?
She's looking in there with the water pick, saying there's chunk in it.
Water pick.
Maybe she has one of those, what are they called?
Otoscopes.
Otoscopes, yeah. She's got an otoscope.
Yeah.
She's like I don't think she's licensed or bonded or anything, but she's really... By the way, see, you got to be a Jewish chick to do that. No Goyim would ever go around with the thing and the candle and the spray and the otoscope, like actually traveling around doing people's ears. But that is a thing that chicks do. The one thing they do know, maybe not World War II, but they know like picking zits and cleaning ears and, you know, they're like spider monkeys.
Yeah, that's good.
They'll jump right on your head and
Adam,
start pulling stuff out of it.
One of your minion has been deflowered. Talk to Shannon real quick.
All right. Shannon?
Hi, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, about like half an hour ago, I just received a ticket making a left-hand turn on a red arrow.
Wow!
We have that. We had that code that said how you can get out of it.
Yeah, that's
the
worthless.
Vehicle code.
Look, in any great battle, there's going to be martyrs. There will be the fallen. You know what I'm saying? You don't win a war without losing a few lives, and that's what happened to young Shannon, yeah. By the way. And so,
a great monument is on him.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what the deal is. They have these left turn arrows all over town. There, as of 6 years ago, there were three, all in Culver City. Now there's thousands spread across the Southland. I'm all for the arrow that turns green and alleviates traffic, but then it turns red, and it stays red while the signal is green, and you're sitting there in the middle of the night. Not being able to turn left, even though the signal is green, and there's no traffic coming from any direction. And by the way, 6 months ago, there was no arrow there. You just turned left when it was safe to turn left. Now you're just sitting there waiting to get carjacked or T-boned by a drunk driver. I have started a personal crusade to go through every goddamn one of them. I just drive through them. I've done thousands, and I beg my listeners to do the same. My thing is I don't think cops will see you. Now, I don't know if this cop was behind Shannon. Shannon?
Yeah.
Where was the fuzz?
The cop? He was on the right, like, I was making a left onto the street, and he was on the right side. He was in the dark, pitch black. I guess he was watching for speeders.
Where were you?
I was in Laguna Niguel. This is Orange mm-hmm. County. This dominates Culver City in terms of...
We're just out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah, they're going insane with the arrows.
Yeah.
And what time did you get it in the evening?
10:15, yeah. It was, like, almost, like, 40 minutes ago now.
Where in Laguna Niguel?
On the corner of, if I give you the street,
Why, you know Judge
well,
over
I'm just
there?
Saying, like, Crown Valley and those things. They
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's right near Crown Valley.
Yeah, see? Like, see?
Every, almost
that,
every
that is, that is that's where the green arrow was invented.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the red arrow.
Yeah.
So, listen, Shannon.
Yeah.
Listen, you're still in the game. Because here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to fight this ticket.
Sure.
I just drove through when we had the weenie
roast.
Hey,
the man's already taken a bullet. You're going to make him go back
yes.
and take... Oh.
Yes. Yes, brave soldier. Because I was just out there when the Bravery was playing the weenie roast, and I drove through several hundred of those godforsaken left turn
reds. In Irvine
yeah. on my way home from the whatever. The point is now, and this is where it starts, you must fight it. And you must say... Why? By the way, that intersection has been there for 35 years. The arrow's been there for 8 months.
No, not a crown. That's my question.
20 years.
All right.
The arrow's been there for 20 months. What were the people doing the other 19 years? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why isn't that arrow on a timer? It's there to alleviate traffic, but in the middle of the night,
Or why not Shannon. Yield on green? Why not
Shannon.
Yield
Shannon.
On...
You know what I'm going to need you to do?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to go to that intersection...
Okay.
I'm going to need you to go there at the time you got the ticket.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to videotape while the arrow is red and the signal is green and there's show the judge that there are no cars, no oncoming traffic, and they're going to have to explain to you why what you did was dangerous.
I'm trying to get them to change it to yield on green.
Yeah, and what's wrong with a timer, you pussies? All right, Shannon, please keep fighting the fight and call us back. But please fight this, would you please?
I'll give you an update.
All right. You going to fight it?
I'm going to fight it for sure because I can't.
All right. Fight it. Fight it. Yes. Listen, everyone. Fight these tickets. These chicken-ass tickets. What the hell are they doing? We're sitting there in the middle of the night, and all they talk about is getting traffic moving
Shannon,
in this town?
Is one of the great patriots.
Pussies. What is their new thing? Click it or ticket? Yeah. Oh, kiss my ass, you idiots. Did you guys come up with something better than that? And how about letting the town breathe, huh? How about we get to move a little bit? How about you stop putting your wet, crappy, urine-soaked blanket on us and let us drive? We employ you, you idiots. Now go out there and bust some perps and quit handing out chicken-ass tickets. Jesus Christ. No one ever speaks up, either. Everyone just sits around. Well, the arrow must be there for a reason, you lemmings. Sit around, lemmings. Sit around and wait for the Grim Reaper, you pussies, and do just what the man tells you to do, you wusses. Be the man's little bitch. That's a great plan. Just sit around. And by the way...
And we'll be back.
No wiping your ass until the man gives you the green light, you lemming pussy
after
puppets.
This.
Okay. The Bravery end tonight. We'll be back to chat up, chat down with them after this. Yeah, everybody. What'd it be like? I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Sam and John here tonight. from the Bravery.
That band was the Dead 60s, by the way, and we're going on tour with them.
Oh, really?
They're pretty good.
They're not the Dead 60s, but the Bravery can be found tonight on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And who else was on the show tonight?
Adam Brody.
From the OC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chris Matthews, I think, from Hardball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Drew, you've done Hardball, yes?
Many times. Oh, yes. Wait, you've never done that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't do deep cable, Drew. Yeah. I do network. That's deep cable. All right. Corey?
Yep.
You're 29?
Yes, Adam. I'm an attorney, and I'm a big fan of yours. And I'm really for this left turn thing, and I want to defend Shannon for free and make a big stink about this ticket.
Well, I think thank you. Let me just say this about our society. We have abandoned our society. Everyone is just sleepwalking through it. There was a day when we used to question the man. You know, you told the black chick to get to the back of the bus. She said, screw you, Whitey. I'm sitting up front. And everyone, of course, it was a law. But no, we're not gonna stand for it. We need to wrestle our society back from your brethren, the attorneys, and the man. The man is squeezing us. We can't get anything done, especially here in Southern California.
All the
FCC stuff, all the laws on the road. You got to drink, you know, your beer out of a paper cup. You can't do anything. You go to the airport, you get get a stick put up your ass. We got to wrestle it back from the man, and this is just the first step in a very long journey. Corey,
Adam, I agree with you. I also think that crab shampoo should be available, over the counter.
Thank you. That's another one of those things.
Works.
Yes.
The morning after pill, for crying out loud.
Thank you. We live in a society where you can buy a fifth of scotch and a crossbow, but if you want crab shampoo, you got to get a note from the doctor.
Yeah.
What, are the kids drinking it?
Yes.
What the F is going on? We need to stand up. You need to defend our last caller.
Shannon.
Yes, you need to defend
Shannon. The Patriot.
Right.
Patriot Shannon. Brother Shannon.
Brother Shannon.
You never got high on crab shampoo?
Wait, your kids are drinking crab shampoo? What are those?
You need to, here's what you need to do. First, you need to defend Shannon in court for this left turn error thing. And then secondly.
How does Shannon get a hold of a Corey?
Oh, that's a good question. Hold on. I have a second part of the case.
Okay.
Sue his parents for naming him Shannon. I'm pretty sure you can win that one. Yeah. No. Yeah, we'll figure out a way to put these two together. But let me give you the broad strokes of your case, Corey.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mr. Kroll, Judge Kroll.
Well, first off, forget about letter of the law. What about spirit of the law? Obviously, I don't know why these arrows ever turn red. They should just go to yield. People turn left at every other intersection. What is so special about this intersection that's inherently more dangerous than the two intersections to the left and to the right of it? That's one thing. The next thing is how about you guys use your technology, perhaps the technology you guys use to give everyone tickets when they go through the intersection, a hummingbird's fart away after the light turns yellow or red or whatever and snaps shots from 15 different angles. How about you use some of that technology to put these things on timers so at 10:30 in the evening when there's no traffic, people can move along? And also, what about the danger of just sitting in the middle of the highway in your car?
These days.
Yes, when people could be perhaps driving drunk or carjackings or is it more dangerous to turn left when there's zero traffic or sit there just waiting to be clipped by some biker? Yes.
Give
me
your mother effing shoot!
That's right. Now, what do you think?
Anything else I need to put down?
Now, how are you gonna defend young Shannon, Corey?
Okay, well, I've never done a traffic ticket case before.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I was just going to do some research and then, go in there and, talk about freedom and justice. And
well, we had a cop call one night and said that the interpretation of the actual the statute is pretty flexible. The actual statute that says you have to, it actually says you can turn on the red arrow.
Yeah. If you do a little homework, you might find a loophole. But here's the thing. Not all laws, there's certain laws that were meant to be broken. This is at the top of the list. Let's just admit we made a mistake and serve the public. That's what we need to do. All right?
I agree.
All right, call us and keep
us
posted.
Bad. You give us a bad name, Adam.
What's that? Not all attorneys? All right.
Only 99%.
I will not talk smack about you or your kind if you get young Shannon off on this.
How
one.
Shall he call you?
Hey, you ball-less fags, just kill yourselves.
How should he get a hold of you?
I was thinking I was talking about publicists there, to be
that's
fair.
That's true, yeah.
To be fair.
I don't want to give out the phone number, but...
All right, for your business,
We'll put a Corey
we'll
on
off
hold.
The air, and then we'll get off
we'll
the Shannon
We'll get
back.
Off the air. Now, here's what we need to do, everyone. Everyone needs to go through every one of these MFing signals, Pussy Drew. You must do it, too. Mm-hmm. B, if, and it's a big if, because I've driven through 2,000 of these things now, never gotten cited. If you get cited, we need to fight it. And then we just clog the entire system up, and it grinds to a halt. That's what we need to do. Perfect. All right. I'm sorry.
What's this lawyer's name?
Corey.
I'm pretty sure it's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I know.
It,
like,
it needs to put cream on its skin.
Put lotion in the basket.
Put lotion
in the basket.
This would be awesome when a guy's like 6'8", with a 5 foot of forehead just shows up at court, just looking like Lurch. How do you plead? How's your client plead? Scares the crap out of the judge. Now, look, the cops don't even show up half the time. When I got my ticket in Burbank, the cop didn't show up. You know, so we just need to keep beating it. That's all. We need to beat back the man and explain to them their job is to, again, do what, Drew?
Do what we want them to do.
That's what you cops need to do, what we tell you to do, not what you feel like doing. Understand? Go bust some perps. Leave the chicken-ass stuff to the meter maids.
Take a little Germany or Florida.
All right. Cheyenne?
Yeah.
You're 32?
Yeah.
What's up?
I agree with the left turn deal. I've never had to deal with one, but...
Hey, Cheyenne, what's going on?
Light, just do it!
I'll stop and take off on a straight red light if nobody's coming.
Yeah, I'd do that, too. It's nice. Yeah, why not? Hold on a second. Let me just say something different. What's so different about an intersection with where no one's coming with a red light or one with a stop sign on your sign where no one's coming?
Whatever happened to the blinking red light?
All right. Let's just use our own brains, everybody, and just drive accordingly. Can we do this? And if someone does something dangerous, they get killed. It's awesome.
Germany.
Go ahead, Cheyenne.
Of Florida.
David
Germany
Allen Greer.
Of Florida. Germany of Florida. Germany of Florida.
We have to play that, otherwise Dave fires off an angry, drunken email
to
Dr.
me.
Drew.
Yes.
It has, there's overtones of racism implied in it. <you know. laughs> Go ahead, Cheyenne.
All right, a 46-year-old woman was incarcerated for 30 days for shooting her neighbor's chihuahua. She told the authorities that when the chihuahua entered her backyard, the beast frightened her for her life, and she fired her shotgun twice into the air before killing the animal. Germany or Florida?
It
was a 3-pound chihuahua.
She fired it twice into the air and then killed the chihuahua?
Right.
And then killed it because it wouldn't leave.
It was a warning.
She gave it two
warning
shots.
Yeah.
Two
and
warning
by the way,
shots. It wouldn't
by the way.
Leave. She was afraid for her life and it wouldn't leave.
Okay.
So it was not a spontaneous gut reaction to the chihuahua storming in or something like that.
Fair.
She actually thought about it long enough to...
Premeditated.
Yeah.
Right. Well, although she she fired
chihuahua
a warning
slaughter.
Shot, and the chihuahua kept coming.
I'm saying it wasn't just some sort of frightened response. She thought it out and delivered.
And by the way, write all the letters you like. Good. One less chihuahua. They're wretched beasts.
Right.
They're lower
Germany
than pigeons.
Or Florida.
They really are. They're horrible. I wish more of them would just get shot by old ladies with shotguns.
Germany
or my day. Please, people with the chihuahuas, they're horrible
shotgun,
animals.
Chihuahua, backyard, Florida.
Feels like Florida. Shotgun feels like Florida. Chick sporting shotgun feels like Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you guys think? Germany or Florida?
Germany or Florida? Yeah, I think they make better shotguns in Germany.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And they don't tolerate those dogs.
Oh, no.
I feel like people are better armed.
In Germany?
In America.
America.
Yeah. So, Sam, you going Florida?
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
Yeah.
John?
I'm gonna go with Germany.
Hmm. Germany could be right.
All right. So we got two Floridas and a Germany.
Even it out?
I'm going Germany.
Okay. Here we go.
Germany, too.
Cheyenne?
Cheyenne? Germany or Florida?
Naples, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. It hurts. Yeah. It hurts. I know. That's all. That's all. All right, Cheyenne. Thanks,
all right, buddy. You guys rock. Thanks.
Thank you. I hate Chihuahuas. They're horrible.
I got that.
They're horrible.
Yeah, I hear
that. They just growl all the time. They're a little yappy. When you take a look at a Chihuahua and you take a look at a lab.
Yeah.
I would just like to back over Chihuahuas. What,
there's
you got
two
a lab
kinds of dogs. Oh, yeah. I have a lab.
Oh, yeah.
What are the two kinds?
I think they either come from wolves or hyenas. And good dogs, like labs or retrievers or nice dogs, mm-hmm. and lap dogs or like overgrown rats all come from hyenas.
Yes.
Is that true?
It sounds good.
It sounds good, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. A hyena is even better than a Chihuahua. Chihuahuas are horrible. Have you ever met one you like?
No.
The Taco Bell one was maybe the best Chihuahua ever, but
that's a midget in an outfit. That's not actual dog. I know that guy.
Ren.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren actually is.
He's a pretty decent Chihuahua. But look, it's funny to me that one got shot with a shotgun because they are lower on the chain than roaches or pigeons. Lindsay?
Hi.
You're 17?
I am.
What's up?
I was wondering what the health problems would be with getting a tattoo.
Actually, I found something that's worse than Chihuahuas. The people that drag them around and now foist them on you and bring them into your life. Like, how many Chihuahuas would you actually come across if not for those broads who drag them with them everywhere, carry them everywhere?
Dalmatians and Chows, they're also...
Yeah, no, they're neurotic. Yeah. But here's the thing. You don't get the crazy bitch with the bad hair dragging the Dalmatian into wherever you work or forcing you to have interaction with the Dalmatian. Yeah. They're at the fire department.
Yeah.
Dalmatians don't fit in a purse, I think that's...
Right. You don't have to deal with Paris Hilton's Dalmatian.
The Chows. Yeah.
Or Chow.
Yeah.
They just run around with their purple tongue and people tell you to stay away from them.
Right.
Hey, Carl, I got a Chihuahua that I'll bring in. You'll like it.
No way.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
One. Yeah, Drew, I showed you the picture the other day. It's a great little dog.
That's all right. Oh, you bring it in, Anderson.
But that's not really one of those mini Chihuahuas.
Yeah, no, right? He's cool. He's like 3 pounds.
You get the, bring the skeet loader in, and you bring the, you
Adam,
bring the
I know that
it's just going to be awesome.
You're center, you're gooey, and you'll love this dog.
I hate all Chihuahuas.
All right, Lindsay, what's the question?
What would be some of the health risks from getting a tattoo?
Mostly it's something you just don't want someday. There are people that are concerned about bloodborne pathogens like hepatitis or HIV.
There seems to be no repercussions for getting tattoos or piercings, really.
Does it depend where you get it?
Yeah, of course. Reputable places and make sure they're using sterile equipment.
No, I meant the part of your body.
Come on, Drew.
I've not seen... I imagine you could get infected just about anywhere.
Yeah. Oral tattoos are just as infective as genital tattoos.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I've not seen that happen, so I'm just guessing that can happen.
Lindsay?
Yeah?
What are you looking to get?
I want to get one on my hip so that I won't see it when I'm older, so I won't regret getting it, and probably only about an inch, so not that big of a deal.
What are you going for? What are you looking at?
Probably a Buddha.
A Buddha.
Why a Buddha?
That's going to pay dividends. You love that well into your 50s.
Why a Buddha?
Yeah.
Because I'm atheist, and it's probably the closest to something that I like, and I thought about Chinese symbols, but everybody has them.
Yeah. F'd out, as we say in the tat business, with the Chinese symbols. And I know they're effing with us, too, by the way. The tat guys are really like, I'm a wuss, or, put your balls here. That's what it says on China. Yeah, small the back. Yeah, it's awesome. It means arrogant warrior. It really says put your balls here.
Rent, rest nuts here. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Why bother? Don't bother with the tats. It's not going to help you. No one cares. Just knock it off. Remember, you're special, and there's no one else out there like you.
So you don't need anything.
You don't need to get a tat.
Yeah.
You're the only Lindsay. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, there's a lot of Lindsays, but.
Well, I know. There's a lot of chicks named Lindsay, but you're Lindsay. No one else was created like you.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you're like a really mediocre snowflake. You know what I mean?
I think I'm better than a mediocre snowflake. But.
Okay. All right.
Can I officially go on record as saying I don't understand the appeal of tattoos?
Yes.
And I know I'm in a band and stuff, and I'm supposed to have tattoos, but I don't.
I was reading some stuff.
And I don't get it at all.
On chicks, especially.
Yeah, 1860s about criminals, and they were saying, oh, yes, criminals always have tattoos.
Yeah.
It's part of criminal impulses.
Oh, interesting.
And that interesting that, you know, we've seen on this show is that people that need to tat their body up are usually because they've been physically abused or sexually abused or both.
Yes.
And
I think people just do it because they think that it makes you look
ask
cool
somebody who has a bunch, ask people who have a bunch of tats sometimes.
Well, that's a bunch of tats.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's commitment. Just, the commitment I respect. It's the, like, girl with a lower back tattoo that we just need to get over that.
Yeah,
just,
like, when you walk into the place and you pick a tattoo from the, like, wall of tattoos.
Right.
Then you're not getting it for the image at all. You're getting it because you want to have a tattoo for some reason. Like, you think it makes it you look tough or something. Like, Lindsay, is she still there?
Yeah.
Why do you want to... Obviously, like, the Buddha is probably not that important to you. Like, why do you want to have a tattoo?
Because it's not religious, the Buddha. That's why she wants it.
And by the way, the Buddha's kind of thing where people aren't going to know what it is in a few years. They're going to be like, oh, you got Felix the cat? No, no, it's...
Figaro the cat?
It's Buddha.
Wait, how come you want to have a tattoo?
I just thought it'd be kind of fun to do one with my friend, and I don't know, just something to do that would be, for me, kind of a rebellious type thing.
All right, you kids want to rebel? How about driving through some of those left turn red arrows, huh? How about you tell the man to kiss your ass that way instead of pay some guy $50 to put a little art on your cheek?
I do drive through the left
good
turn red arrows.
Good girl. Make sure it's safe and then do it. All right, look, here's what girls need to hear from guys, especially guys from bands, because, you know, I know we're the man, but the bravery certainly does not represent the man. A tat never did anything to help a woman in the looks or attractiveness department.
I have to kind of disagree with that. I mean, I know I'm sounding hypocritical.
You really are. You're contradicting yourself.
But I definitely...
Go
Come
ahead.
On, back me up. Once in a while, there's like a sexy tattoo.
If you get the like super crazy Japanese back tattoos, and they can kind of like...
Yeah, it can be hot.
Make the waves kind of crash over their buttocks.
It lets you know they're open for business, but has it ever made a woman more sort of physically attractive?
I'll put it to you this way. I've never been into a girl because of her tattoo. Like, it would never make or break the deal.
Well, let me make this point, and maybe Dr. Drew can back me up. They say girls who smoke are like... I don't know, a million times more promiscuous than the ones that don't. And I think the same is true for tattoos.
Interesting.
So maybe they're trying to put something out.
Oh, tattoos and piercings definitely are people putting something out. They're telling you they're open for business.
Yeah.
But you guys want to get over the one at the base of the back.
Yeah, the lower back.
But you want a huge back tattoo instead.
No, I think the one at the base of the back.
Well, no, I said I was into commitment.
Right, right.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, like, do it. Right. Don't just... Yeah,
but get a tattoo that, if it actually means something to you, like, if it's actually an important thing to you, don't just get it for the sake of getting it. Because it's the least rebellious thing you can do. Everybody gets a tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if you're a girl piercing your belly button.
Yeah. The cool thing is, like, to not get a tattoo. Oh, my God, I met this chick, and she doesn't have a tattoo. She's punk rock.
I'm just saying we've all met hot chicks with tattoos who would be just as hot minus the tattoo. Like, once in a while, you go, oh, no, there's this chick who's totally smoking, and she's got a tattoo. Look, you put a little piece of gaffer's tape over the tattoo, you still want a boner.
Right.
Right?
All I'm saying is I have seen tattoos that did actually work, that were kind of hot.
But in 10 years,
but it is
they
very,
might not.
Very
and the chick
and
is still
between,
hot.
And not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, really. And it should, get something that means something to you. Like, Drew has a zigzag man on his right nut.
Left nut.
Left nut, sorry. But when I'm facing you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's my right. Chuck?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
All right, I got a kind of awkward question, but figured you're the best people to ask. I was at a bachelor party about 2 weeks ago, and we were all, getting drunk. We had some strippers over. It was a good time. And the strippers pulled out some lollipops. And one thing led to another. A lollipop ended up in my mouth after it was inside of her and not in her mouth.
Right.
I was curious, am I at any risk for getting anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be.
Cavities.
Was she licensed? Was she bonded?
She's definitely bonded, but...
yeah, this is... I've seen this done before.
It's a technique.
Does it have a name?
I just called a telly, like a telly Savalas.
I see a telly.
Pulling a telly. But it's one of these things where once in a while guys get caught in these horrible positions at bachelor parties because they're drunk and there's peer pressure. Everything's like, okay. And then once in a while, the really skanky stripper's like, all right, lie down. And I'm going to pour goat's milk down my face. It's going to drip off my vulva. And you're like, you want to go like, go ahead and pass on this one. But all the guys are screaming, and you have to act like, all right, that's hot. You have to go do it.
Well, the weird thing is I was kind of into it because she used to ride my school bus in middle school.
Oh, really?
So,
that's different.
It was actually kind of hot, but I mean, what was I going to do? Spit out the lollipop and say no? You know, she was...
And the symbolism of the lollipop, too, from the girl that he knew once went, you know?
Scary.
Well, she rode your... Wait a minute. She rode your bus, but did she go to your school?
Yeah, she went to my school, yeah.
And
middle school, so she was...
You knew her in, like, the 8th grade?
Yeah, 8th grade through, 11th grade.
Hold on.
She was already in trouble then, right?
8th grade through 11th grade?
Yeah.
And then what? then she moved or something.
No, I went to a different school after that.
Oh, you got kicked out.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, all right, so you're a troublemaker, too.
Speaking of, I have tattoos, and I think they're very sexy, by the way.
Okay, I bet you think you're hot. So you hate, but this is a chick you just recognize? I mean, obviously you didn't know her name, right? She used a different name.
She used a different name, but it's true. She came in, she recognized all of us, and, like, she knew my one friend who was there, who was actually the bachelor, and she was going nuts. She knew his wife-to-be, and she was kind of like, don't tell him about what's going on, and got a little crazy.
Hold on. To me, I would have, that's, like, bachelor party's time to call a timeout, like, convene, like, okay, what are the implications here? She knows the wife. We went to junior high. There's some serious pros and cons going on right now. We need to all just figure this out before the debauchery begins. Like, this is hot because we haven't seen her since the 9th grade. On the other hand, she could squeal to the old lady. You know what I mean? We'd have to have a serious, like, breakdown discussion to figure this one out.
Doesn't sound good.
I would say...
Bail out.
I would say go sick. And then we kill her and throw her in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could see you going that way.
Yeah, so that way, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's kind of sort of win-win.
To get back to his question.
Yeah.
That is a way to transfer things, right? I mean, it's body fluid going into mucosal membrane on your side. So things like syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, all that could be transmitted that way.
Pubic hair.
But not particularly likely. It's not like oral sex where you're getting direct contact, but it could be passed along. Yeah, things could be passed along.
All right,
it'd be hard to get
Chuck, if you do actually you're not going to get anything.
I can't imagine you get HIV or hepatitis or anything like that. Those are very difficult things to contract.
Yeah, if you do pick something up and you gotta go to the doctor, feel free to make something up. You know, try to salvage a little dignity. Say it was a gay trick that went bad or something. Not quite as humiliating as you pulling the telly. All right, buddy.
Wait, what's where are you from?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Is this Chuck?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in the middle of nowhere.
It says Chuck.
It's Chuck.
If she had a tattoo on her back, then I think you're pretty much screwed, though.
So, Drew.
Yeah.
You don't know what goes on at these bachelor parties.
No, I and the more I hear about it, the more thankful I am that I don't. Really,
it is.
It sounds bad. It sounds
like
I would feel
a corner of Hades.
Like I would feel, I would feel guilty and dirty and uncomfortable the whole time.
You would, except for you have such a boner and you're so drunk, it all melts away.
I don't like that feeling. You know, I don't like that feeling. I feel like I'm doing something bad and wrong. Like,
that's what we're going for.
I know that. I don't like that feeling. Anderson's into that feeling. I don't like that feeling.
I'll tell you the part that's tough.
You pansy!
The part that's tough is when the bachelor has been drinking way too much.
Yeah.
It's like I've been doing coke and drinking since 4 in the afternoon. It's now 2:30 in the morning and his pants are down. He's got that whiskey schlong going. Yeah. And he's sitting there and he's got 20 guys sitting there and his dork's never been smaller.
You know, I mean, he gets oral sex in front of his friends?
Anal.
Anyway, I've got this show coming on Discovery Health Channel. Those of you...
He doesn't get oral
December 8th,
sex.
Midnight.
No,
those of you who are listening now, it's Wednesday night. Turn your televisions on, please.
They
midnight,
will pull,
Discovery Health Channel.
They will oftentimes like, okay, who's getting a guy sloppy drunk? And they'll like pull his pants down and start paddling him and stuff. And the poor guy has got... You know,
you do
got,
what to him?
pull his pants down. Like they're paddling him and stuff like that.
This is where you do
it. No. I'm just saying they will. The bachelor parties will run the gamut between sort of fairly tame to just all out pure debauchery. Oof. Like you know, get in the vice squad and shut this place down.
Wow.
Once in a while, the guy's pants come down and it's not flattering.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
I see.
It's got every
dude he's... Dude he's known since high school standing there, and he's sloppy drunk, and he's got nothing in the wood department. That's all I'm saying. That's why I went with a prosthetic.
But that's why you go there and laugh. Just... Right? Get your yucks in.
One guy got handcuffed to the chair, and my buddy Ray hit his dong with a flashlight. All right, let's take a little break. The Bravery here tonight. Drew, you never been to a bachelor party with any of your Poindexter friends?
You pansy.
So sad. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Girls think that's cars.
Hey, everybody. Just having a little talk with Bravery about cars. Who knew? We're going to hear something off the newish CD. Also, a band going to be on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno tonight. We will, Drew's show. Just look for Drew's show. Would you, everyone?
Midnight, please. Guys, just turn it on.
Nuts.
Please help me out.
All right, let's take a call. Let's see. Went to a strip club. Male coworker. Tell husband. Wait a minute. What is this? Take a call, and then we'll hear another song from the Bravery. Shelley?
Yes.
Anything that starts out with strip club, you're taking.
Yes. We're you're 22?
I'm 22.
And what happened?
It was my friend's birthday, and so I told her I was going to take her out. And so I was planning on going out Friday with my friend Christy. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, invited some guys at work. I'd gone out with this other guy before, gone to play pool, seen a bunch of other friends. And so I happened to ask this guy, he's like, oh, our birthday's this weekend. And I was like, okay, you know, you want to go out? We'll go out for your birthday. And he's like, all right, well, let's go to the strip club. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds kind of interesting. I've never gone before. And I've asked my husband before, and he'll never go with me. And so I kind of asked him jokingly around, and I was like, honey, you want to go to the strip club with me? You know, some guys from work are going. And he's like, no. And he's like, that would be awkward. And I'm like, okay. So I went anyways.
Yeah. I think he had a point about going to a strip club with people from work and him and all that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but even with her, it sounds like
he didn't
like that
know one, that I was going with these other guys. He just said I was going with my friend Christy.
You said you're going with friends from work.
I did. And... like, he didn't really know that I went with these other guys. Like, he doesn't know I went. Like, I haven't told him. And I didn't come home, like, till 7 in the morning. And he's
uh-oh. What happened there?
Well, hold on. What is he doing that... when you say, I'm going to go to strip club with some folks from work, and then you come home at 7 in the morning, he doesn't catch on to that.
He doesn't raise an eyebrow
about
that?
He called me, like, at 6, and woke, I was like, and I told him I'd fallen asleep at my friend's house, but I was actually over it. The guys, like, a bunch of us, like, were really drunk, and so we went over to his house and watched a movie so I could sober up because I couldn't drive, but I couldn't tell my husband that I was over at this other guy's house.
What'd you do there?
Really pissed him off. Huh?
What'd you do at the guy's house?
Remember that thing with the lollipop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought about it, and that's the bad thing. It's like I've been married.
You thought about it.
You thought about it.
Yeah, you're drunk. All right. So
married for how long?
Married
for how long?
For 3 years.
3 years.
Why did you get married at 19? Maybe that's what this is all about.
Well, I have two kids, and my first one's actually not his, and then my second one is. Like when
first off, you sound like a wonderful mother.
This is a good catastrophe.
Talk about rolled up.
I'm a good mom. Like, I work, and my husband goes to school, so I actually support him, and I'm supporting my family, and I make pretty good money. I work at a law firm, so.
Yeah. What school does your husband attend? Pee-whipped Academy?
No,
is there such a place?
Pee-whip you.
Pee-whip you.
It's right next to surfboarding school. He's going to school to
good.
Going to school to be a mechanic.
Yeah, he's actually going to, I don't know, build cars or something, but...
Yeah, right. No, it's just being a mechanic. All right.
I make pretty good money, so
you make good money
right now.
All right, so listen, Shelley. Okay, let me explain what's going on here. All right. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay. You got married early.
Too early.
You're cute. you're fun, you have a couple of kids, and you got married early, and you're sort of overcompensating a little, trying to, you know, recapture your youth because you're smack dab in the middle of your youth.
Right.
Right.
Which is weird when you're attempting to recapture something you're in the middle of.
And she's entering the workforce, and she's got a husband who's sort of a student still and is going to be a mechanic,
right.
And she's around lawyers all the time.
This guy's a little boring. This guy's a little low-key. And what this guy's attempting to do, I would say, is he understands he's got a little bit of a wild child here, and he's like trying to sort of throw a little wet blanket on your flame. Like, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah,
he's saying, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to, you want to go get wild, you want to go to the whatever, I'm not going with you.
Right, he doesn't sort of endorse it, doesn't
but
fuel it.
But he's going to go without me.
That's the whole point, Shelly.
He's trying to contain
you. You're the one that needs containment.
And he probably...
No, he does go without me. Like, he goes...
You, Shelly.
Listen. Name one airplane from World War II. Just one.
I can't.
Cargo, fire.
Veal or venison? What's veal?
What?
Okay. Here's the point, Shelly. Your husband realizes he's got a little bit of a nutty broad. He's got a little bit of energy, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and he's trying to reel you in a little bit. Have you ever thought about a threesome or anything with him?
Well, I have, but he won't.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
It was
Wait, yeah.
the threesome thing was like hitting me on the head with like a snow shovel since she came online. Like he's saying what it is. Here's what it is. She probably got abused.
Yes,
a little sexual abuse from stepdad or whatever. Now she's acting out.
Yes,
and he is like trying to contain her. Look, we got kids. No, I'm not doing the threesome. Because the thing about the threesome, as cool as that might be for the night, the relationship's going to come unravel.
Yes.
And he knows it on some level.
Yes.
And the same with the strip club thing. And all these things are sort of traps that seem very tempting. You want to go to the strip club? Yeah, you're going to get loaded. You're going to get on top of some chick. We're going to get into an argument, and we're going to get a divorce, and the kids are going to go live at grandma's house.
Right.
And I think he feels that, and we feel her crazy energy.
Yep.
So I think this guy's pretty slick. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he got her to marry him when she's 19 with his kid,
not even hers.
I think that's her kid.
It's her kid.
No, second one's her kid.
No, first one's hers with a different guy.
Mine.
Is that correct?
Okay. Right. Then he's
all right.
So who abused you growing up?
You're chaotic, Shelly.
Yeah, this is a really bad thing.
I was not abused growing up, but I was sexually active at a young age.
How old? How old?
13.
Okay, that's hell was the person you were sexual with.
45.
How old was he?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. My dad's 63 now, so
how old was he?
He was 16.
Where's your dad? Was he an alcoholic? Did he abandon the family?
Yes.
All right, what we're saying. That's trauma.
I try to tell my husband I'm sexual, and I like to be sexual, and I try
no,
to
Shelly,
be
Shelly, no, no,
you're not horny, you're nutty.
You're chaotic.
You're chaotic. And it just manifests itself in horny.
And this may be, in addition to there being sort of a characterologic thing, there may be bipolarity here. Is there bipolar in your family, too?
No.
Okay, but there's alcoholism and addiction.
Alcoholism.
Yeah.
All right, and when did your dad cut out?
When I was 3.
Right.
But
now
my life till I was probably 13, and then
what were the stepdads like?
Every other week.
But
none of them ever like did anything to us. But my mom.
No, but your mom was chaotic and set a bad example and hopped from man to man and did all that crap too.
I don't want to do that. Like I want to.
Stop it. You're setting that up. You're hell-bent on sabotaging this marriage.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. Like, I'm saying, like, well, 'cause my mom got divorced when I was...
Listen to me. Your family is white trash. They're a chaotic mess. Your mom crapped out a bunch of kids, had a whole bunch of guys, boyfriends, swing by the pad, expose the kids to God knows what, and you started acting out early and often. Now, magically, you got a kid, dad's down
magically,
the road.
Magically, she's 3.
You got another kid who is in danger of losing his or her father because you're acting out. You're just doing what your mom did. How about you smarten up, you get some therapy, you stop acting out, and you break this cycle so your kids stand a chance.
But see, that's the thing is, I'm not even, like, sure if I want to be married. We've been together since we were, like...
Well, Shelly, look.
All right, well, then...
in high school, and, like, I just feel like we've grown apart. Like, he does
okay,
drugs, and
do
I
me
don't
a favor,
like
then. Have your tubes tied, would you please?
I did, all right.
Send the kids
good.
To...
She did, excellent.
Oh, good.
She moved up our...
Now... Next step, send the kids to surfboarding school in Maui and give them a chance.
Get them educated.
Get them educated on not only trade winds, but currents and discipline.
And sea life.
But is there like, any way to like, get my husband to be more interested in me? Like,
no, Shelly, look.
And I think I'm pretty hot.
Shelly,
like,
Shelly.
Twice a week.
Shall it be therapy, therapy, therapy?
You're crazy. Really you're acting out, and you're freaking him out. He sees when he looks at you, he just sees a giant pecan nut. That's all he does with legs sticking out. Nut bar.
Shelly, you've been through some heavy stuff.
Do you want to F your kids up as badly as you got F'd up?
No, absolutely
is that
not.
Your goal?
Listen.
Loving your kids has nothing to do with it.
I hate to sound all preachy here. Loving your kids doesn't mean anything. The chick who killed her five kids in the bathtub loved
her
kids.
Yes.
Too much. Loving your kids is a BS excuse that everyone so conveniently uses. You're screwing your kids up. I'm sure you love them. Now, F them up.
Yeah,
now,
do something
about it, would you?
Listen,
right.
Shelly, you're
just luck.
Let me just state it.
No, I don't care. Listen, Shelly, you had your tubes tied. Do you have a girl?
I have a girl and a boy.
Have her tubes tied. That's it. And then do whatever the F you want. That's
all.
The deal.
I'm
damage control.
Whatever happens in childhood, particularly things that are traumatizing and excessively chaotic, gets acted out in young adult life. That becomes our source of attraction. We act up. It's a cycle that we do. It's wired into our brains.
But Drew, she's amorous.
She's a horny chick.
She's
horny.
I know. She just wants to have fun.
Do you think that no matter what guy she's with, she'll act that way?
Yes.
Right, well, she'll have a series of guys. Just one after the other sabotage. She can't be close to a male. And that's what has to be worked out in therapy.
She's a mess. It's just the kids that we have to deal with later on in life. And I'm serious. We got to deal with them. These are the... we got to have the clinics. We got to have the prisons. We got to have... the welfare, we got to have all the systems in place for the kids of young Shelly who we're going to have to deal with. Their daughter's going to be pregnant at 15, so on and so forth. That's the way it goes, mm-hmm. everybody.
Should she make it a priority to stick with her husband?
She won't do it. Not without treatment. She won't do it.
Your advice would be to her that
she's got
to
get treatment.
Got to get treatment.
She's
going to sabotage, going to be done. And now, magically, she'll have two kids with no dad around.
Yes, right. At the same age, at three, right?
We've been playing a bravery song for about an hour now and haven't got to it yet because I'm sure you're getting all preachy tonight. That's all.
I'm
going to. All right, when we come back, your song for the bravery, yes?
Yes.
All right, after this. All right, the bravery in studio tonight. They've been good soldiers. Drew's had an ass full tonight.
I'm worried about my show, which people need to tune in Discovery Health Channel.
What a shock that you're worried about something, Drew.
I know. I don't seem like that kind of guy, do I?
Please, everyone. Drew has three children. They're all enrolled in what academy, Drew?
The Lord Fauntleroy School of Bionohemophiliacs.
Yes. That's right, which runs you more than surfboarding school.
It's pretty close.
It's comparable.
Yeah, they go to travel expenses or boarding school, so.
Yeah, and those kids, and then college. What's college? Seriously, per puss, how much?
If they go to private school?
Private college.
Private college, by the time my kids are 18?
Yeah.
They're predicting about $300,000.
$300,000?
Oh. That's their prediction for
That's for 4 years?
Yeah.
That's a bachelor's.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. 300 apiece.
Yeah.
So it's about $1 million. You got the three kids, right?
Yeah, or more.
Right? And then what do you figure for rehab? Eating disorders,
who knows
methadone, stuff like that. Drive them nuts. All right. Let's hear a little something from the bravery. They've been sitting here listening to me yap off all night.
Yep.
I keep promising to play a song, and I never do. But now we're going to start. You ready, everyone? This one is called Fearless. on the minority. Yes, thank you.
Huh?
I'm just going to open. I'm just on these Jim Jones type rants in here. Just going to buy some land in French Guiana and move everyone there. Come on, let's go. Let's go. No red arrows, no screwed up moms. Let's do it, everyone. Yes, that is the bravery going out on a tour soon and going to be on the Tonight Show tonight with Jay Leno. Take ourselves a quick...
Oh, really? Now we can take a call.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, who's been on hold the longest? Yeah?
The one I've got...
Wow, through. Me. Look at you. Jason?
Hey.
25?
Yeah.
Girlfriend has warts?
Well, I met this girl, and she just told me that...
Boring.
Oh, come on.
She told you what?
She told me that she has HPV.
Right.
But she said that her last outbreak was, I think, like 5 years ago.
And oh, that's interesting.
They do burn themselves
out.
They do. Now.
Some of them do burn themselves out, and 5 years is about the duration after which they tend to sort of disappear. Some of them.
Yeah.
Some do persist, and those are the ones that are associated with cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You might ask her whether she's really had a severely abnormal pap smear or not. If not,
it's going to be love. That's going to be lovely pillow talk.
Yes. Yeah. So, any dysplasia?
Yeah. Can I see your slides? Any cancer cells?
Yes. Any squamous cell abnormalities? Anyway.
Yes.
The fact is that. It may be limited to very little or none, but there's always a possibility she still has the virus around, and if she has it, you will contract it.
Let me tell you about wart days or years since last wart breakout, by the way. You have to do a sort of different math. Kind of math that we do. It's like the math you do when a chick's telling you how much she weighs on the internet, but it's the exact opposite.
So she's shortening the time.
Yes. On the internet, go ahead and double whatever it is. This,
half
cut it in half.
So if she says 5 years, she means 2.5.
That's what I'm saying.
And wear a condom. That reduces your risk.
I got a laminated thing I keep in my wallet that can help you out, by the way. It's a scale thing.
Scale.
It's a conversion scale.
That's nice. Yeah. What's that you're doing?
Hold on. It could get confused. When they combine them, like you're talking to a chick on the internet who has warts, and she's like, "Well, I'm 141 pounds, and I've been herpy, I've been wart free for 5 years." Oh, hold on, sliding it down.
They might use the metric. I mean, come on.
Right. All right. I don't know what Jason's follow up was, but we answered his first one, and that's good enough for me to sleep tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Y'all, that's the show. I want to thank the bravery for coming in here tonight. God bless the bravery.
I want people to please tune into my Discovery Health Channel show right now, midnight.
I'm going to discover that later.
Thank you. We'll be tuning in.
And they're going to be on the Tonight Show tonight with Jay Leno.
In literally like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally.
So poise yourself. Crack a beer. And position. Assume the position. The position to be rocked, that is. Yeah.
What is that position, by the way?
I'll show it to you during this first break.
Beautiful.
The Offspring, our good old friends, the Offspring, are coming in Thursday night.
Maybe we'll go flying finally.
Oh, Dexter. Uh-huh. Yeah. Keeps wanting to take me up in his jet.
One of his jets.
He has multiple jets. I think he flies them simultaneously, too. He has that other
one. Like when John plays keyboards.
Yeah. But lower. One's got to be lower. All right. We'll take a little extendo break. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.